You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am your host, Michelle Thames, of course, here to guide you through the maze of digital marketing with tips, tales, and tactics that help you thrive. Ooh, that was a good bar, because you already know when you listen into this podcast, you are going to thrive. Do you listen in the mornings, on your morning walk, while you're getting the kids ready for school, or even just while cooking breakfast and getting ready for work? I appreciate you. I want to stop right now and say, I appreciate you listening right now. This has been an amazing journey with this podcast, and I just want to take a moment to thank you. But today, my friend, we are zooming, yes, I'm going to say zooming, into something that truly warms my heart and fuels my hustle. And that is the power of community and growing your business through relationships. Now, you may or may not know, relationships, networking, community has been a major factor in my business. And I don't think without it, I don't think I would be here. So why talk about community? Because, my friends, business isn't just transactions. It is about connections. And I believe a strong, engaged community around your brand can be your biggest cheerleader, your most constructive critic, and an invaluable source of growth. And so I want to kick it off talking about networking. And I know the word can, you know, make some people feel awkward, like meet and greets. But what if we flip the script, friend? Okay. Networking is about finding your tribe, your people, those fellow entrepreneurs and consumers who get what you're about. It's about reaching out, sharing stories, and offering value, whether it's through insightful comments that you post on social media, attending some industry events, or even hosting your own virtual meetups. I want you to remember that genuine connections over quality are better every single time. I want to say just yesterday, I've been feeling, I'm going to let y'all know, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been feeling really blah this week. I've just came off of a heightened experience at my retreat. It was amazing. And then I hit a few lows this week. I had a couple of blows this week, so a couple of things, situations that I had to deal with that left me uneasy. And I got this email from one of my colleagues. She is amazing. I had did her event before, and she does these connect and collab labs. And I was like, you know what? I'm really feeling like I need to be around a different community, just new people. And so I went, and it was amazing. And I feel like community is just, it can really help boost your business, right? Having other amazing entrepreneurs or just a circle of people to be able to chat with, right? Or if you are building your business, having a networking event, talking to other entrepreneurs, really learning like what works in the marketplace if you're using it for market research, but many different ways to spend it, right? And so for me, I went to this event and I feel like it was amazing. It just really helped me to connect with other amazing entrepreneurs, and I'm all about community. So I want to talk about next, leveraging platforms for engagement. Now, whether that's LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook groups, these spaces offer golden opportunities to help you build community. Share content on these platforms that sparks conversation, like ask questions, encourage engagement. I love Facebook groups because that is a really great place for you to help build community. If you have a private Facebook group like me, hey, y'all, are y'all part of the Cash Flow Queens group? Let me know. If you're not a part of the Cash Flow Queens group, don't worry. Don't you worry. go on over to Facebook and join Cashflow Queens. You will not be disappointed. Okay. It's my amazing community. And here's a pro tip about communities or about these platforms in general. Live sessions can create real-time connections that deepen the community feel. So if you go live, if you host a challenge, host a webinar in your group or on your page, people love live and real-time interactions and connections. And that is a really great way for you to build community. A really great way. Another way is creating spaces for connection, right? Creating spaces for your audience to connect is crucial. Think about what kind of environment that you can cultivate that feels welcoming, inclusive, and valuable. Just like the Connect and Collab Lab that I was talking about that my friend put on, this could be a dedicated Facebook group, a form on your website, a Zoom call, an interactive segment in your webinar, or newsletter. But the goal is to make your community a place where members can share, learn, and grow together. Okay. Now, I want to tell you a real life success story. Let me tell you this quick story. I work with a client who was super passionate about sustainable living, but she struggled to find her audience. So what we did is we focused on building a community around shared value, starting with a small Facebook group. Fast forward, y'all, to a year, and her group is thriving, driving significant traffic to her website and increasing her sales, right? I'm so excited for my client. All because she focused on fostering relationships and providing a space for like-minded individuals to connect. So if you feel like you want to create that space, create the Facebook group, right? Create it. Creating these spaces are really important if they are of value, right? And they will help you in turn, right? Look at my client. She was able to increase her website traffic, and that helped increase her sales. So all because, again, she focused on fostering those relationships and providing a space for people to connect. So think about the different ways that you can provide different spaces and different opportunities for community to connect. Community can really help boost your business. So if you are inspired to cultivate your own vibrant community, that's where my marketing makeovers come in, my friend. If you do not know, I have been doing these marketing makeovers. I have absolutely loved them. What is the marketing makeover, Michelle? The marketing makeover is a done-for-you strategy where you submit questions to me and you fill out my questionnaire, and I provide you with a done-for-you marketing audit, right? I go through all of your Instagram, whatever you want me to go through, your Instagram, your website, your email, and give you some tips and feedback and a strategy and a plan for you to move forward in your marketing, okay? If you're ready to harness the power of community, but not sure where to start, you know I'm here to help, my friend. Together, we can develop a tailored strategy for you that not only nurtures your community, right? You don't just want to nurture your community, but that supports the growth in your overall business. If you're interested, my friend, let's chat. Hit me up on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames, or click the link in the show notes to learn more. Let's turn your audience into a thriving community. I really, really love helping other entrepreneurs, and this is a way that I can do that on a bigger scale. I am the one doing the marketing audit, not some other coach, not a team member from my team. Michelle Thames, the 15-year marketing expert who has worked for multi-million dollar brands, who has created multi-million dollar campaigns, who has helped clients bring in hundreds and thousands of leads. I am going to look at your digital marketing, your social media, and I am going to give you a strategy and a plan to help you reach your goals in 2024. So if you're interested, I only have a few slots per month. Definitely hit me up on Instagram with the word makeover so that you can get your spot right now, or you can click the link down below in the show notes to learn more. All right. So this has been an amazing episode. I get so, you know, y'all know I get so excited for these episodes. And I want to say that building a business is a journey best shared with others, my friend. A supportive community can lift you up, push you forward, and celebrate every win, big or small. So here's to finding your tribe and growing together. And shout out to my tribe. Shout out to my community. Shout out to the Magnetic Mastery Marketing Mentorship. You guys are amazing. I am so excited to be around such an amazing group of entrepreneurs. Some of you came to the Flourish and Thrive Retreat. Some of you are coming to the Elevate and Illuminate Retreat coming up in November. That's what community is about. I get so excited just when, you know, I'm just surrounded in community. It just really makes me feel good. I am a connector. I love connecting people. So that's why I go so hard for community, because I just know how important it is. So here's to finding your tribe and growing together. So my friend, that is the end of this Social Media Decoded episode. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. If this episode inspired you, make sure to share it with a fellow entrepreneur, and make sure you drop a review, a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you so much for listening today. Until next time, my friend, keep building, keep connecting, and keep decoding your way to success. Bye for now. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.